Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. Z, you were telling me a concern that you had.
Right, okay. Well, I was over listening. I overheard part of an interview, and then I went back and looked up the interview.
Right.
And what the person being interviewed was bringing to the forefront of the discussion was the idea that for younger people,
you sound smart right now. This is already sounding like a thesis situation.
I'm in the deep end of it right
now. Wow! Look at you. I'm putting on my glasses. Yeah. I'm putting on my glasses. That's right. Thank you, Wendy. Thank you, Wendy. Yeah, that's the noise that plays when I put my glasses on. Clearly,
geez, that would be weird in certain situations.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't.
Oh,
okay?
Sorry. Okay.
Don't get on my case. You're the one pioneering this segment. So you go.
I'm just reading the script. one point that the interview brought up was for young people to make an effort to get into a career or a job or a field where it involves highly complex interperson relations. You know,
An intercommunication, a lot of human to human contact.
Yes, things that only a human can do.
Okay. So like not something that a robot could do.
Yeah, something you couldn't program a machine or a robot to make.
Okay, interesting.
Right?
Why, in what case, in the case of the scenario that they take over? Are you getting tinfoiling?
I'm trying to.
It sounds like you're saying the Laugh Out Prouders should get out their tinfoil hats and safely affix them.
I mean, it might not hurt for this situation.
Okay.
It might not hurt.
Laugh Out Prouders?
It probably doesn't hurt at any time.
Breaking news, Laugh Out Prouders, get your tinfoil hats on. Okay, all right. So now everyone's got their tinfoil hats.
The interview, not the report, was suggesting that this is the report.
Qualifying it even
more. This is the report.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So making an effort to get a job where you can't be just replaced by a machine.
Okay, that's...
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So highly interpersonal...
Yeah, that's right.
Things. So on radio, we're fine.
That's right. We're fine. Nobody, you can't... I mean, I don't think...
Can you program a Z-bot and a G-bot?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to find out in the next couple of years.
I think we've already given them too many ideas.
No, we have. I think we have. Hopefully, they're not listening at the time. Are the robots listening? Let's text in if you're listening,
yes.
Robots.
Look at see if the recording program's working.
Yeah, it could be.
It might not be. But...
Yeah.
One thing I began to worry about it. I began to worry about it.
I mean,
it is
a stress. It is a stress. The technology, it's 2016. I mean, it already sounds like the future. I mean, the real future sounds like 2020. I mean, when you can say 2020 and not refer to the cricket, then you are in the future. That's our only sport joke for tonight. So that's fantastic.
And thank you for the sports alarm.
Yay.
I wish I could tell you if that sound was from a sport or not.
That sound, yeah. Everyone, quiet down. Okay. That sound was actually live. We have a live studio audience. Just so you everyone out there knows, there's a live studio audience happening in here.
We did say that the vibe in the studio was pumping, and it is.
It's always pumping. But you had concerns. You were worrying about technology.
Yeah. Not
taking
only,
over.
Not only just for myself, but I understand that there are certain jobs where slowly as technology evolves. Mm-hmm. May become redundant. It's a sad inevitability for some professions.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I got to thinking, hang on.
Okay.
Robots aren't all they crack up to be sometimes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, sometimes they're faulty sometimes.
Right? Humans are at fault.
That's right.
So robots
can also be at fault. Sometimes he goes, beep, 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 wow, 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 assistance needed.
And it's a vacuum cleaner. I mean, how do you fix that? How do you fix that?
You have one job, to suck up dust. One job. That's it. They can't suck up dust. But you were. You
so
were...
I'm not concerned about them taking over the vacuums.
Okay, yeah.
But I was at the self-checkout, and I knew that's where you were leading that, and I'm very glad you and I were on the same wavelength.
That's right.
Of experiences, because the self-checkout isn't self-reliant on its own. You
not
know?
All the time. Not all the time. It is something that, hey... They've put it there to try and make it as efficient as possible. But sometimes the robot can done goof. They can get it wrong. They can absolutely get it wrong. And I think it is pretty funny. I mean, it is pretty funny when, you know, the robot has to ask for assistance.
Right?
It's you know,
it has a flashing light. It's programmed to ask for need.
Just like when we talk too loud on the mics. It has that flashing light, you know,
letting us know, hey,
calm down. Assistance is needed for this robot.
Right.
Well, I mean, really, it's you got to watch out for when then the robot comes over to help the robot.
Wow,
that's a situation I don't think we want to be dealing with. No. That's right, Wendy. We don't want to be dealing with that. That's right, Wendy.
Specifically, but one thing that made me feel a lot better about the idea,
yeah,
was that I used the self-checkout,
mm-hmm.
and look, very rarely do financial mistakes work in your favor?
In your, yeah.
You know, generally, yeah, you know, sometimes you get shortchanged, blah, blah, blah.
That's right. It happens. It's the change karma. It's change karma.
It comes and it goes.
It comes and it goes. That's it.
So the self-checkout.
Take a penny, leave a penny, you know?
You know, you gotta give more than you take.
That's right. That's what we're all about here at Laugh Out Proud. You were saying something about a checkout?
Yes, it worked in my favor for once.
Okay.
Instead of receiving $1.50 change,
mm-hmm.
this robot gave me $1.60.
Wow. So, a whole extra 10 cents.
Right?
Wow, that's fantastic.
Think about it. If every self-checkout does that, robots are going to... They're going to become extinct.
They're going to put themselves out of existence.
Right.
That's crazy because, you know, some of the major chains have recently reported that they're getting, they're, you know, a little bit in deficit because they think people are doing a little bit of a sneaky on those self-checkouts. We know what happens. We're not going to say that it happens, but we know what happens. We all know what happens. And they're reporting losses. Well, maybe if the robots weren't making mistakes on changes, well, then, hey, maybe there wouldn't be a deficit in the first place.
You know, 10 cents... With me?
Yeah. Times that by a million people that come through Carl, Woolworths or any of the stores.
Any machine that you feed money and it gives you change for money.
That's right. But I mean, it reminds me of a time when I was at the local train station, of course. You know, you got to catch a train sometimes. That's what we do. And you can also check out our joy.org.au/laughoutproud. We do a little bit of a podcast on Wild and Wacky Trains. We had some... Two experiences there that... pretty crazy, pretty wild.
And very rarely when you download a podcast, mm-hmm. do you get two for one?
That's right.
Within the one.
That's right. You get a twofer right there. You get a real twofer, and that's a deal. We're all about deals here at Laugh Out Proud.
And where can you find those podcasts?
You can find them at joy.org.au/laughoutproud. You'll find it all there. Duncan is very lovely. He uploads them, he cuts them up, he splices them, and he puts them up there for us to all enjoy. Don't you? You were telling me the other day that that's all you listen to.
It's on repeat.
Repeat. Constantly.
Constantly.
Constantly. I mean, there's at least four pages of content there. That'll last you, what, like 3.5 seconds? But...
The way I consume media, yes.
Yeah, you listen to it times three.
It's the only way you can.
That's
an
right.
An hour's worth of content in about 20 minutes.
And be productive in a day, you know?
The songs do sound a bit weird, I'll be honest.
They do?
I play my own songs at 3x speed.
Really?
Yeah.
And there's like a hidden message in there, you know, when you play it in reverse.
In reverse, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but at the vending machine, it was wild because you'd think by now, look, 2016, we could maybe work out how vending machines, you know, maybe they can operate properly.
You'd think, right?
You'd think, but, you know, putting in a note seemed to be quite difficult for this vending machine. I was trying to put in the note in the vending machine. It would not eat it. It would not eat the
It didn't want... You were giving it food money.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly, Wendy. Exactly. It would not eat the note. And I mean, the train was coming. The train was there. It was arriving.
So you couldn't feed it its nutritious money.
And it's the exact reason it's there, to receive money. It wouldn't eat it. It wouldn't take it up. I don't know why. I mean, maybe because it was Canadian money, I think. But
sometimes that's an issue in Australia.
Actually, that could have been the issue. I'm not sure if that was why.
It still surprises me. You're bringing up the point of vending machines in 2016.
Yeah.
How, in this day and age, do we still have products within those machines
mm-hmm.
that are able to defy the laws of gravity?
Right.
And maintain wedged in there.
How is that stereotypical vending machine issue still an issue?
Do we not have a beverage or convenience snack chute for it to come through?
That's right. They need like a robot to understand that, hey, this is a flaw of the vending machine, and it should have like a little rocky tilty thing on itself. You know what I mean? Because that's a liability if you have to do that yourself. We do not recommend that here at Laugh Out Proud. We do not recommend to rock that vending machine. Not a good situation to be in.
You're going to find yourself in
a spot of bother.
A big spot.
A lot of bother.
More like happening to you.
A squish spot of bother. Yeah.
One flat spot of bother. One large flat spot of bother.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.